Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Nnamdi Matabike met with the media at training camp in Owings Mills.
So what did you get?
It was a good day. It was a good competition. I feel like we got better today. Which is good to be out there with a different team, just get different looks. So, yeah, feel good today. Yeah.
You guys faced some pretty good backs daily in practice, but seeing Jonathan Taylor live and that scheme,
Yeah, he's really quick and he's really patient. You know what I mean? He hits the gaps late. You have to really be more patient. You know, he really he tested your patience and, like, gap integrity, and he's a really good back. So, yeah, he definitely helped us get better.
Do you feel like you have a better sense of what the defense is at today compared to yesterday?
We haven't watched the tape yet. You know, it's hard to tell. But definitely we're going to watch the tape and definitely see for sure for tomorrow. So,
yeah. I think with the physicality in these practices and how hard you guys are, how ready do you guys feel physically going into the season?
We feel more than ready. You know, every day when we practice against each other, it's very physical. So even when another team comes in here, we're going to be even more physical. And, you know, we're going to get different looks from different teams. They have different plays, different schemes. So it definitely tests our patience. It tests our fundamentals overall, and that's what I think we got out of it today.
You talked about Jonathan Taylor, and obviously you guys have gone up against your own guys. Is it you start to pick up on your own guys' tendencies? Do you now, after a day like today, getting used to maybe realizing other guys' tendencies and maybe having to lean more on your fundamentals?
Yeah, definitely got to lean more on the fundamentals. Jonathan Taylor, he was hitting those gaps real late. And, you know, sometimes when you have the B-gap integrity, you think he's on the C, but he's really waiting for you to peek and see, and then he hits the B-gap. So it's like, oh, okay, you need to be more gap integrity in your B-gap. So I think stuff like that is good to be tested with in these joint practices, and it gets us better as a team. Say that question again.
How much did you look forward to waking up today and, like, getting the break off from kind of the standard?
Yeah, it was exciting, you know, just to go to practice and have another opponent come here and, you know, practice with them and get better. So it was exciting just to see different faces, different looks. It's all exciting, and just having the whole team together. And, yeah, it was exciting.
Hey, Nnamdi, hey, I got a question.
What's up, bro?
When we was practicing in the stadium the other day,
yeah.
You asked Jair Alexander for an autograph. Can you tell everybody what you did with it?
Nah. I asked Jair for an autograph, and he was a kind man. He signed it for me, and I appreciate it. And I have it in my locker right now. So yeah.
Oh, you have your locker.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. So.
people have talked a little bit about just the different attitude Jair brings.
Yeah.
Maybe not weirder than Marlon, he said, but
different.
But what's different, especially when you get in those stadium environments like you were on Sunday?
Yeah.
He's kind of celebrating and kind of
hot-dogging
a little bit.
Yeah. Hype, energy, and just everything we need in a Raven defense. You know, he's a great player, great person, just, like, brings that hype energy, as you can see right there. So that's just a little glimpse, you know what I'm saying, a little snippet, you know what I mean? But, you know, just overall great energy, and that's exactly what we need.
Speaking of teammates, what's it like having Brent Urban back?
Great. Big Irv, he brings that energy too, especially in our D-line room. It just feels like it just feels back normal again. Not saying it was normal before, but, you know, having guys that you play with before and they're coming back, you know, it just brings that homeness again and just the energy that I'm talking about. Good vibes, yeah.
Now, talk a little bit about playing next to Travis Jones. You guys are paired up and all of a sudden they pass snaps.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about what he can do together.
Yeah, you know, we are very, very more coordinated than we've ever been. This whole year, this past offseason, we've been working together in games, working together in communication. He's gotten stronger. He's got me stronger. He's pushing me in the weight room. I'm pushing him in the weight room. I'm pushing him on the field with conditioning. We're just both iron sharpening iron. And we have great chemistry. We both love each other as brothers and just as teammates as well. So, you know, the sky's the limit for both of us. I feel good about it. With communication, through the whole entire defense, you know, it's a work in progress. You know, we're still in training camp, and you know, we're all still getting better. So, you know, like Marlon said, it's not perfect, but we're scaling up to where we need to be.
Is there a little adjustment period now that Michael Pierce retired? You know, without Mike in there, is there a little bit of an adjustment period?
You know, Mike, you know, not really. You know, we have majority of the same guys that are here, especially with Herb coming back. So Mike's gone, but, you know, we have guys that we've had before, Broderick, Trav, Doff, Herb, so, you know, Kyle Van Noy. So, you know, it's not really much of a slip-off, but we do miss Mike, though.
Yeah. Andrew and Ben have kind of rotated in and out of that left guard spot. How are they the same? How are they different? And what have you just general thoughts on them?
Andrew and Ben, yeah. They're both big. They're both strong. You know, they're all working. Everybody's working to be the best that they can be. Sometimes Ben runs with the ones. Sometimes Andrew runs with the ones. And sometimes I ask both of them, like, hey, man, I didn't see you today. You know what I'm saying? Like, where you at? But, it's just a quick laugh. But everybody's just getting better. Everybody's doing the best they can. And they're both improving, so.
Now, you look like Mike Green kind of heated up there at the end of practice. Mm-hmm. What have you seen from the rookie as a pass rusher?
I mean, he's twitchy. He's fast. He's quiet, you know what I mean? But I can tell he's just locked in. He's just ready to go. He's just ready to rumble and just ready to just get after it. And that's what you want to see as a young rook, you know what I mean? Very hungry and very patient to wait for his time to go. And then when he goes, he's going to make the most of it, and that's what he's doing. Not as far away, no. I didn't see exactly what happened. Do you know what happened exactly? I heard Nate was slugging somebody or something. I don't know. But it was crazy. It was, no, I didn't. I haven't even talked to him yet. I may have to say something to him. Like, hey, bro, something happened I missed out on. I wanted to get into it, man. But, no.
How rare is that Mike's Ben as a pass rusher?
Say again?
How rare is Mike's Ben as a pass rusher?
Oh, yeah. It's rare. You don't see that often. And, you know, he's really been blessed with that Ben. And he has that mentality, as you can tell, as a rookie, just keep getting better. You know, he doesn't talk much. And he works really, really hard. And he puts in a great effort on tape. And he's only going to get better. That's the only thing that's going to happen. He's going to keep getting better and keep being great. So I'm happy for him. Keep going. So.
Now, is there any part of those people's game that, you know, reminds you of you when you were coming out? Are there ways that you're trying to show him tips and pointers to help him develop the way that you did?
Yeah, Fub. Yeah, he's very, very twitchy. You know, very, very great in the pass rush. Very good on flipping his hips. You know, asks a lot of questions. I always could give him answers to anything I know. Very hungry to get better. So, yeah, comparison to me, you know, I don't know, we're just different players, just different people, different way of doing things. So, yeah, that's how I think about it.
All right, appreciate it.
Appreciate it.